Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. And it's Mother FM Friday. So you know what that means. It's time to get sexy with Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs? Well, I know that I sure am, because we made it to Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Party.
Oh, yeah. Blue Friday.
Looking forward to the weekend.
That felt good.
Yeah, it did.
I like to jump on a Friday with you guys. Yeah. Now let's get to our contestant. We have Richard from Granite Falls. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you. Now, Steve, you need to leave.
Okay, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Richard has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
What is the first name of Jimmy John's founder?
Pat.
What TV show did Private Practice spin off from?
Holy crap. I don't know. Pat.
A.C. Green was the first player to play 1,000 consecutive games in what sport?
Baseball.
No.
Hockey.
No.
Football.
No. Affecting the central nervous system of mammals, what is the common name for hydrophobia?
Jeez. Hypothermia?
No.
I don't know, pass.
Which movie's sequel featured the subtitle Road Warrior?
Mad Max.
Yes! Mariner 4 sent the first pictures of which planet back to Earth?
Pluto.
No.
Uranus.
No.
Neptune.
No. Which U.S. state is known as the Beaver State?
Beaver State... Virginia.
No.
Kansas.
No.
Montana.
No.
Wow.
Richard.
Oh, my God.
You are number one this fine Friday.
Wow.
Number one in our hearts. Steve, welcome back.
Hello.
How's that coffee going down?
Delicious.
Good, because I hope you're ready for this.
Oh, crap.
Are you ready for this?
Showtime.
What is the first name of Jimmy John's founder?
Jimmy?
Yes. What TV show did Private Practice spin off from?
Oh, crap. I don't know. ER?
No.
Grey's Anatomy?
Yes. A.C. Green was the first player to play 1,000 consecutive games in what sport?
Football.
No.
Basketball.
Yes. Affecting the central nervous system of mammals, what is the common name for hydrophobia?
Fear of swimming?
No.
Fear of water?
No.
Common name. Amphibian.
No. What movie's sequel featured the subtitle Road Warrior?
Mad Max.
Yes. Mariner 4 sent the first pictures of which planet back to Earth?
That would be Uranus, Tyrant.
It would not be.
Oh, dang it. Mars?
Yes. Which U.S. state is known as the Beaver State?
Oh, our friends down south in Oregon.
That's right. In what decade did the first Legoland open?
What decade? 70s?
No.
60s?
Yes. What continent has the most countries?
Africa.
Yes. What is a shark's skeleton made of?
Skeleton made of bones?
No.
Rubber.
No, Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct, and that is a big victory. 8-1.
Oh,
sorry,
man.
Richard.
Right on, Richard. We should give
okay.
One. Richard. Come on, he can do better than that.
Well, neither of you knew that this it affects the central nervous system of mammals. It is hydrophobia, better known as rabies. Oh. And then a shark's skeleton is made of cartilage.
Okay.
There you go. Hey, congratulations on your big victory.
I was nervous that entire game. This is the first time you had me duped. I thought for sure Richard did well.
I punked you real good.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, once a year, we do something that no other radio station dares to do.
Come to work.
Not that. Live Night. Live
yes.
Night is back, and we're going to be doing it at Snoqualmie Casino.
Back at Snoqualmie Casino, and they have that new ballroom. I am so fired up for this.
I have been to the ballroom
yes.
and seen a show there, and it is so sensational. The theme this year is going to be yachty and naughty.
Oh, boy.
Are you going to wear your captain's hat?
Yeah, I can't tell you where I'm going to wear it, though, because it's yachty and naughty.
We hope that you can join us Friday, February 13th. You can get all the details at KISW.com.
So it's us doing everything live, the men Jim doing everything live, and when we say everything live, we mean like the sound effects, the music. It's just going to be a blast. All the warts too. I mean, it's a train wreck in the making, and it's going to be a great time at Snoqualmie.
You don't want to miss it, so join us.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, I'm excited to hear about this new place that you tried over the weekend, a new restaurant that you hit that you're pretty excited about.
Yeah, we went to, on Saturday, we ended up in Tacoma. We went to Owen Beach, and then afterwards, Tatum was hungry and she was in the mood for pizza. And I'm like, I don't want to go to the usual places. So I just type in pizza places in Tacoma, and we ended up at a place called Tacoma Pie. Have any of you been there?
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
I want to marry this place. What? I've never had... this was like one of the best eating experiences. And it's totally like what you'd expect out of a pizza place. No bells and whistles. Nothing too fancy. Like it's just like a basic-ass place. But when you go in there and you get the pizza, we sat down and I was like, okay, maybe I'm the only one having like a religious experience with this pizza. But then all of a sudden, Sid's like, this pizza's really freaking good. And then Tatum... in true toddler form, goes, I like this place more than Mod Pizza, which is saying a lot
wow.
for her because she's obsessed with Mod.
Oh my gosh.
It's their style of pizza is kind of Detroit style, so kind of like, you know, Modo. It's also, it's like, I went on their website. I didn't just like make this up, but it's basically part Sicilian, part grandma style, and part Detroit style, all like mashed into one style of pizza. And the crust is airy and delicious. The sauce was phenomenal. Highly recommended.
I think place, Danny and I need to go on a field trip.
Yeah. Well, let me know when you're going, because my wife and I are already talking about when do we get to go enjoy Tacoma Pie again.
Well, we'll meet you there.
It's on 6th Ave. Apparently, I noticed a bunch of people commenting on it. It's a place where like I'm like, I feel like I'm the last to know that this place is awesome. But it was so freaking good.
You know how I could tell it was good? Because Steve made posts about it on his Instagram and Facebook
fan
page.
Boy.
I was like, wow. Steve hardly posts about anything. And then all of a sudden, he's posting about pizza.
I was so fired up about this pizza. I just wanted the whole world to know, or like the couple of people who follow me, like Danny.
Well, Steve is not the only person fired up about food, because we came across this BuzzFeed article where non-Americans were talking about the best fast food they had while visiting other places.
Look, I know I don't have a very good control over the English language. That doesn't make me a non-American, so I don't understand why there's a connection here. But okay, do tell.
Well, for example, one of these traveling non-Americans said it was Five Guys.
Five? Oh, they're French fries.
It said, we had German coworkers who came to the U.S. for a couple of weeks. We asked if they were taking any souvenirs back with them. They just looked at each other and said in perfect unison, burgers.
That's awesome.
That's a good one. Now, this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we will start with Giovanni from Federal Way.
Hey.
Giovanni, when did you eat somewhere that completely changed your life?
The first time I went to the Crab Pond, Seattle.
Oh, by the pier.
Yes, right by the Ferris wheel, yeah.
That was like
and our... And then after that, I just started trying more Crab Pods. There's some good ones in Puyallup as well. The one off of Meridian.
There's a Crab Pond there?
Yeah, oh, the crawfish. I kept on trying different ones.
Yep, I saw that. That's on Meridian. I've wanted to check that place out. It looks awesome.
Got it to the list.
That was like a go-to whenever like my brother would come to town or whoever. You just sit down with it, lay down the newspaper, give you a mallet, no plates, and just pour all that food on.
Get a bib going.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. It's our simple question for Danielle in Chehalis. Danielle, when did you eat somewhere that completely changed your life?
Well, on vacation, we went to Cabo San Lucas, and we were just walking around the outskirts of town, and we ran into this restaurant called Brazil's, and there was a group of like 18 of us, and we went in and bombarded them, and then we got serenaded, and the food was wonderful. It came out on swords, and it was
what?
Like whole pineapple, like a whole sword of pineapple and then pork and any kind of meat you could imagine, rice, vegetables. It was amazing.
Do you get to hold the sword and eat it like that, or do they not let you?
No, they cut it off your sword. It's kind of like they have it now here in Tacoma too, but it's not the same. In Mexico, they had cinnamon rice, which sounds weird, but it was so good. It had raisins in it. It was amazing.
I would like to take that field trip as well.
What is it for you?
You know, it was the first time I ever had sushi.
Yeah.
It was at a place in Las Vegas on a bachelorette party. I'd never had sushi before, had no idea what was going on. And then it changed my life because now I like cannot get enough sushi.
Oh,
I want to try all the rolls.
What about you, Danny?
It had to have been Moto Pizza here for me.
Yeah.
I just every time I think about going to get pizza these days, I'm just like, I just need Moto Pizza in my life.
That's one of those places where I keep, like, my wife and I every once in a while, like, you should swing by Moto and bring some home. I'm like, yes, I know, I need to. It's so freaking good.
Guys, I'm getting really hungry right now.
Yes. And we have none of these things in front of us.
No.
The Daily Migs Show.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
We came across this post on a random Facebook page, and the post said this: name something that is not a cult, but feels like a cult.
Oh, God.
And it has already amassed over 18,000 comments in one day.
I know, I got sucked into it yesterday, just kind of reading through them, and I was playing the fun game of which one am I guilty of? Am I in that cult or not?
Did you find a lot of cults that you're subscribing to?
Yeah, just call me Charles Manson, man. I'm in a lot of cults.
Well, a lot of people are having fun with it, so we've got to go straight to the comments.
We found a few of these comments, and it'd be kind of fun to see if any of us are guilty of being in some of these cults, or if all three of us are guilty of being in some of these cults. And I figured, who better to read these than the ultimate cult leader? And this person actually is in the news because, well, they're going to be on a certain podcast tonight. They're the leader of the cult known as the Swifties.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift.
Robot Taylor Swift will be reading these comments about things that people believe are a cult that really aren't a cult. Are you ready for the first one?
I can't wait.
All right, here we go.
Homeowner associations.
I agree that is a cult. I am glad that I'm not in that cult.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone on our show would ever be a part of the home. Danny gets his head, dips his toes in a lot of things, though. Like, he'll help, you know, put together, like, his high school reunion. He helps put together our morning radio convention. Obviously, helps put together this radio show.
He loves a job title.
Yeah, he does.
The problem is I'm never going to own a house. So I don't think I'll ever be a part of a homeowners association.
If we could get him into a home.
He'd be perfect for president.
Could I nominate you to be a part of our homeowners association?
Can I live in your house?
I mean, you can. We got an extra room. I got an inflatable mattress.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Next one.
Diet Coke lovers. Seriously, have you met them? They be crazy.
That is us.
I mean, I don't drink a ton of Diet Coke, but there are. If I'm going to have a soda, it's definitely going to be Diet Coke.
Had one last night.
Nice.
Crushed it, too. I never knew that was considered like a cult until I started drinking Diet Coke, because I like the way they taste.
Same.
At the end of the day. And then people get all like, not weird, but they always have to bring up, oh, you're part of the Diet Coke cult.
Yeah, no, I agree. It tastes better. I'm not doing it for the calorie situation.
But also
I'm doing
rock
it 'cause it
a
tastes
Diet
better.
Pepsi. I'm not like anti other drinks. I had a Diet Barks yesterday.
Whoa, root beer. Now we're getting crazy.
How was it?
Phenomenal. I might be part of that cult.
Those damn emo night kids. Seriously, where did they all come from?
I agree.
I know, man. They're just annoying.
Their leader is the worst.
It's funny because for a while I just thought, oh, it's just Danny and his little thing. But my goodness, like, I feel like everyone I know is like either talking about, going to, or referencing emo night.
Or when you go and every single one of them is packed and then all of a sudden you're just like, I get it.
It's a thing.
Yeah. I want to go more.
I do like My Chemical Romance after all.
Any sports fans ever.
Okay.
That's true.
You're not wrong. I am a part of that cult. I get way too into sports.
I mean, people end up like shaping their entire identity around their sports fandom. It gets a little out of control.
Oh, absolutely. I like my Sundays, I will stress out if someone wants to do something on a Sunday when the Seahawks are playing.
I want to know how many sports jerseys are owned between the two of you.
Wow. I'm going to guess a lot.
Them Girl Scouts and the damn crack they sell every year. Little Witches.
Okay, we don't need to call the Girl Scouts Little Witches, but you're right.
They got the good stuff. I'm here for it.
See, I hear that and I'm like, oh no, they're just calling them because they cast a spell on us to just think that the Girl Scout cookies are the greatest things ever.
They do. They cast that spell outside of most QFCs.
Yeah.
And you can't say no because they're sweet.
And they're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not like Girl Scout cookies?
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, they're fine.
Samoa, that's the goat. You know, everybody knows it.
I don't remember the last time I actually bought a box.
Right, like, that's what I'm saying.
I eat them if they get brought into work.
I'm going to go for like a good chocolate chip cookie over a Girl Scout cookie any day.
Oh, I would take a Snickerdoodle cookie from Jackson's over a Girl Scout cookie.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Okay.
We're not part of that cult.
Cool, we're not in that cult at least.
People that go to concerts and do everything the lead singer asks them to.
Wait, so am I not supposed to wave them like I just don't care?
Put your hands up. Now!
I am that idiot whenever the singer's like, all right, everyone to the left of me, scream. I'm like, oh, I'm to the left of them. Ah!
Apple users. People swear up and down that their phone is better, but yet they get excited for updates that's been available to other phones 6 years ago.
Yeah,
that's true. You guys are weird.
I know. Whenever we get excited about a feature, Tyron's like, yeah, my Android has done that for like 3 years now.
Oh, you mean this?
WWE fans.
Okay, we don't need to talk about that one. Let's go back to the emo night one.
Vegans.
All right, what
oh
are
my
we?
God.
I'm feeling very targeted right
you
now.
You are getting attacked from every angle.
Burning Man, which I'll be going to for the 10th time in just a couple of weeks.
Oh my God, you going to the burn?
Have you ever gone to Burning Man? That seems
hell
like
hell no.
Would you want to?
Like theoretically, I would love to, but 9 days in like the dusty heat, I think I would lose it.
I remember that one of my buddies was talking about Burning Man. I'm like, that sounds like it's going to be so much fun. He's like, and then we have to pack a bunch of water because if you run out of water, you're just SOL because it's like there's nothing there for you. I'm like, yeah, that doesn't sound like a
no,
lot of fun,
I want a convenience store somewhere nearby.
Something. One more.
Starbucks drinkers, keep drinking your venti Americano with pumpkin spice and a cake pop too.
Oh, okay. Those damn cake pops. I just bought one for Barrett the other day. They're almost $4.
I know, but they're delicious.
They are really good.
And also, it's not a venti, it's a grande.
The Daily Migs Show.
So we wanted to know, what is your high school's claim to fame? Did you have any famous people that went to your high school? Call 206-803-ROCK.
We have a lot of rockaholics who apparently went to high school or went to a high school that had famous people.
We got to try to get to all of them. Let's see. How about Rick from Yelm? Who did you go to high school with?
Hey there.
What's up, Rick?
Am I on right now?
Yes.
Hi there. I went to school with, didn't go to school with him, but he went to my high school. It was John Stamos.
Oh.
From his high school. He graduated the year I started, I guess, 1986. I started in 86, and he graduated in 86.
That is Uncle Jesse went to your high school. That's pretty badass.
I mean, Uncle Jesse is this still the handsomest uncle.
And he's. I don't know.
206-803-ROCK.
I'm an Uncle Joey kind of guy, personally.
Matthew from Woodinville. What is your high school's claim to fame? What famous person went to your high school?
Well, he's famous to me. I doubt nobody knows him, but one of my classmates was a 2-time pilot for Air Force One for 2 presidents. Wow.
That's a big deal.
Did you ever get any stories?
You know, he doesn't talk about it. He wouldn't disclose. We tried to get him at the reunion, and he pretty tight-lipped about it, actually.
You clearly didn't give him enough fireball.
No. 206-803-ROCK. Rebus and Burien, what is your high school's claim to fame?
I went to high school at Kennedy in Burien, and one of the classmates was Jim Caviezel, the guy that played Jesus in The Last Temptation of Christ.
You went to high school with Jesus?
I went to high school with Jesus, and my sister had a crush on him for years, and he played basketball, and in one of the games, he smacked his head and got knocked unconscious, and there was blood all over the place, and she passed out, so she got to ride to the hospital in the same ambulance as Jesus.
Okay, question for you. Because I forgot that he was from here, and he was kind of like the talk, all the rage when Passion of Christ came out and all that kind of stuff. What has he been up to since? Have you kept tabs on him?
You know, he's done a few movies, not a ton, I think possibly because of, you know, kind of his religious background. But he's been, what are some of the other ones? He did The Thin Red Line. The Army movie that had like every movie star in it.
Yeah.
And, a couple other ones. He was in, I think it was Man in the Iron Mask, stuff like that.
Well, you need to hang out with him so you can say, hey, it's Jesus and Rebus.
I love that. 206-803-ROCK. Kathy from Tacoma, who is your high school's claim to fame?
Well, Leo Randolph, which is a boxing star, but a couple years prior to me, Ted Bundy.
Ooh, that's a big one right there.
Yeah.
Did you ever know him?
His cousin was in my class, and in my coworker and friend's class was his little brother.
Whoa.
So, yeah, we will forever, Wilson High School in Tacoma will forever be known as Ted Bundy's school.
Kathy, I'm
and
sure.
And Joyce, who's our newscaster? Her name is Joyce.
Joyce Taylor.
Yes, she went to our school, high school also. She's in my brother's class.
Kathy, I got to imagine, though, I'm sure a million people have asked this question. When you say you went to high school with Ted Bundy, was the writing on the wall? Did you get any weird vibes from the guy?
No. He was, like I said, he was a couple years ahead of me, but so didn't have much opportunity to cross the paths. But Yeah, it's a moniker that will remain with us for a lifetime.
Yeah, no kidding. 206-803-ROCK. Who is your high school's claim to fame? Will from Puyallup.
Joe Nichols, country star from my high school, and my mom's high school was Tess Harper, the movie actress.
I don't know either of them.
Joe Nichols, a country star.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're a big country guy, right?
Yeah. He was before my time or after my time. Like, I don't know when he came out, so we'll insert whatever that makes sense.
206-803-ROCK. Sheila, stuck in traffic on I-5. Who is your high school's claim to fame?
Hi. So, Chris Pratt and I both went to Lake Stevens High School.
I've heard from a lot of people that said they've gone to school with Chris Pratt. Well, did you spend much time with him, or was he just kind of like...
No, I did not. I was saddened by that, finding out later, hey, he knows all the teachers I knew. And, you know, I'm like, where was I when he was around? You know?
Could have been your meal ticket.
It was like, sends a little shivers down my spine.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Eric from Port Orchard, who is your high school's claim to fame?
Randy Couture.
The Natural.
Yeah. Linwood High School.
So do you remember, I can't remember the name, his parents owned a restaurant in Linwood. He's a UFC fighter. Awesome dude, too. I remember he came in studio a long time ago. And couldn't be a nicer guy. Do you remember the restaurant that his parents owned?
I do not. Yeah. No, we moved to Linwood like in 79. And I was 8th grade then, I think. 7th grade. And we were on the wrestling team, and that was it. So,
and then look what happened to that guy. He became one of the more dominant forces in the world of the UFC for a period of time.
Very impressive indeed.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.